The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Portside Fieldhouse. And again, it's Fort Recovery and New Bremen battling here this evening. Fort Recovery Lady Indians have a record coming into the game tonight of 5-8 on the season, and the New Bremen Cardinals are 3-9 on the year. And we're playing, of course, girls basketball tonight, and we're underway with Fort Recovery getting the tap to start the ball game here. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station, WPGW-FM. And we have Brody Hartz and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And the Indians turn the ball over to start the game and lose possession without a shot. New Bremen with the basketball. They'll put it into play. Marina Nelson with the basketball over on the right side. She'll pass out top to Stella Patch. Stella dribbling the basketball, turning, and tried to go up with a shot. It's partially blocked by Cameron Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery with the ball. On the right is Kennedy Mollenkamp, back outside to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna Hillscamp dribbling in the lane, passing over on the right. Carly Niekamp comes in, puts it up, and scores.
2 point basket, Carly
Niekamp scoring. The JV game went to New Bremen. They easily won by a score of 47-18 to win the JV contest. Here's a shot from the left side. No good on a three. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. Back outside it goes. Over on the right. Here's a shot from the right side. It's good.
3 point basket, Sophia.
Sophia Tangeman with the basket, the three-pointer. And the score is Fort Recovery trailing by one now, 3-2. McKenna Hillscamp with the basketball on the left. Calp Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist how to sign up. Bridget Homan fires one up and misses for the Lady Indians. Here's New Bremen with the ball. In the lane it goes, back over on the right wing. Shots fired up, missed by Sophie Tangeman. Rebound comes to the Lady Indians. Right side, Bridget Homan with the basketball. Now she'll dribble down, fires the shot up, way off the mark. Carly Niekamp got the rebound. Kennedy Mollenkamp will drive in. She misses the shot, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Kennedy will go to the line for two shots. See who they called that on. Called that one on Hallie Kenning. Hallie Kenning gets called for the foul. Kennedy Mollenkamp up and in. And that ties the game at 3 apiece. Again, the records of these two teams, 3-9 for New Bremen, 5-8 for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. This one's up and good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Got them both, 2 for 2 at the line. And that'll bring New Bremen with the basketball as they come down the court. Driving all the way in, scooping it up, and no good was Marina Nelson. Fort Recovery got the rebound. Here's Carly Niekamp, baseline, stops, tries to spin, fires it up, missed it. Rebound, comes down two. It's going to be a jump ball, I guess. Yep, it is. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in tonight's game from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hartz. They're at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. The Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland wishing the Lady Indians good luck. And New Bremen turns it over. Here's Bridget Homan missing the shot. Rebound Carly. It's good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting.
Carly
Niekamp hits the basket, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, and she will be at the line. Makes a score 6-3. Lady Indians in the lead. Foul was called on Stella Patch. Up and good by Carly Niekamp. Stella Patch, the daughter of former Fort Recovery coach Brian Patch. Brian is now one of the assistant coaches for the girls' basketball team at New Bremen. And the ball is dribbled out of bounds, and they say that Nelson just lost the basketball. Marina Nelson.
Number 3, Maya Hirschfeld, checking in for New Bremen.
Maya Hirschfeld comes in the lineup for New Bremen. 7-3 score. Lady Indians up by 4. Kennedy Mollenkamp will give over to McKenna Hills. Camp bombs a 3. It's in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Stella Patch of New Bremen. Stella's only a freshman in the lane. Has the ball knocked away. McKenna Hills Camp with the steal. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll come down. Up and good. Kennedy Mollenkamp took it all the way down and laid it in. 9-3. And New Bremen calls time. Fort Recovery leads by 6, 9-3. We're in the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back in just a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burney, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Fort Recovery off to a fast start here, leading 9-3. New Bremen with the basketball with 4:15 left to go in the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a load of handicap medical equipment at their handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need handicap medical equipment, they have it for you at Calp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center, again in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, south edge of Fort Recovery on Route 49. There's a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good by Fort Recovery. Stella Patch. Rebound comes to the Lady Indians. Cameron Mollenkamp dribbles, stops, feeds back outside to McKenna Hillscamp. Hillscamp free throw line. Underneath the Carly, misses the in close shot. Got her own rebound. Up no good. Got her rebound again. Up and good.
2 points, Carly.
Carly Niekamp off to a fast start with 7 points here in the first quarter. Lady Indians lead 11-3. They had a moment of silence a moment ago for Tim Heitkamp, one of the red-hot Fort Recovery fans that we've ever had here at Fort Recovery High School. He passed away this past week, and they had a moment of silence for Tim here at the game tonight. Fort Recovery with the basketball after New Bremen misses again. Kennedy Mollenkamp down in the corner to Bridget Holman, and she is going to be called for stepping on the inline, apparently. So the ball goes to New Bremen. Tossing it in will be Maya Hirschfeld. Now over to Marina Nelson. Nelson across the timeline. On the left to Stella Patch. Patch goes on the right side to Nelson, and there's the ball going out of bounds. Turnover on New Bremen. Eleven to three is the score. Down comes Lady Indians. Kennedy Mollenkamp feeds into Carly Niekamp. Back outside to Cameron Mollenkamp. Driving in is Bridget Homan. Back outside. Cameron Mollenkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy dribbles to the left. Goes underneath. Puts the shot up. No good. And a rebound comes down to New Bremen. Here come the Lady Cardinals. Oh, it's almost swiped. And they say it went off of New Bremen. Stella Patch. And give credit to Cameron Mullenkamp, who caused that turnover. And the Lady Indians are winning the turnover battle tonight. New Bremen, too many turnovers in this first quarter. 11-3. Welcome to those of you who are also watching on the high school TV network tonight, as well as those listening in on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Shots up and no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp up and in. Carly with 9 points in the first quarter. Wow. 13-3. Lady Indians with the lead. Outside it goes to Stella Patch. She'll pass over on the left. Shots fired up. No good by Hirschfeld. And we have a jump ball called on the rebound. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Not much has gone wrong for the Lady Indians here in this first quarter. They've had a great first quarter, leading 13-3. Minute 24 left to go here in the first quarter of play, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy locations include Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Cameron Mullenkamp on the left corner. McKenna Hillskamp shots way off, but Bridget Homan is there to get the rebound and score. Bridget Homan on an offensive rebound and stolen by Fort Recovery's McKenna Hillskamp. And the ball's knocked out of bounds, and it goes off of, no, it's a foul. There's a foul called on New Bremen. That's going to be whistled on Charlotte Nelson. Up comes Fort Recovery with the ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp right side to her sister, Cameron. Back over to Kennedy. In the middle, Bridget Homan. Homan lost the ball, but it's picked up by Cameron Mullenkamp. Comes down, feeds over to Carly Niekamp. Three-pointers way off the mark. Rebound comes down to, looks like we got a jump ball. Nope, they say it was touched by Fort Recovery on the out-of-bounds line. So Fort Recovery loses the basketball there. 15-3 is the score here in the first quarter. Lady Indians on top by 12 points. They have not been in this position too much this year, that's for sure. Bringing the ball up is going to be Charlotte Nelson. Now it goes over to Marina Nelson. And ball's loose. New Bremen still with it, though. Back outside it goes. There's his three-point shot. No good. Way off the mark. Rebound, Cameron Mullenkamp. As Allie Bornhorst missed that one by a mile. And Fort Recovery with the basketball. Outside, Cameron Mullenkamp. She'll drive down. And it's up and good, and they're going to count it, and she'll be at the line. Might have been a little traveling music there before the shot went up, but whatever, the official says it was a foul on New Bremen. And here's Cameron at the line. It's good. Three-point play. Foul was called on Allie Bornhorst. New Bremen will bring it up, trailing 18-3 here in the first quarter. Shot at the horn is off the mark, and that's the end of quarter number one. Fort Recovery 18, New Bremen 3 at the end of one. What a quarter for the Lady Indians. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the second quarter in just a moment.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for year-end savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited time offer. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
New Bremen with the ball to start out the second quarter, and there's a foul call on Carly Niekamp for reaching in. So New Bremen will have the ball out of bounds underneath their own hoop. Stella Patch puts it into play. With the ball there was Hallie Kinning. Back outside it goes. Now down the left side with the ball there was Charlotte Nelson. Back outside, three-point shots up and no good by Nelson, Marina Nelson, and a battle for the rebound, jump ball, and it goes to Fort Recovery. Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, located here in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Indians bringing the ball up, and they throw it away. Full court press by New Bremen. Tried to pass in the middle to Carly Niekamp, and it was intercepted. With the ball, here's Marina Nelson, fires a shot up, and good, got a three-pointer. That's her first basket. So Marina Nelson gets three to make it 18-6. As New Bremen draws first blood here in the second quarter, and Fort Recovery throws it away again. So New Bremen will get right back in this game if the Indians keep turning it over like this. Back on the outside, there's Sophie Tangeman. Underneath it goes. Up and no good by Kinning. Hallie Kinning, and there's a ball rebounded by Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp over to Cameron Mullenkamp. Now to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna puts it up, no good. And we have a ball out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Lady Indians, a slow start here in the second quarter after a very quick, a very excellent first quarter, leading 18-3 after one. Now it's 18-6. New Bremen with the ball. Stella Patch on the left. Here's a shot outside. Three-pointer's good by Marina Nelson. Marina Nelson makes it 18-9. And there is 10 seconds called on Fort Recovery. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Tyler Deitch thought that was kind of a quick call. A quick 10 seconds. We'll be joining the Notre Dame football game on the radio tonight here on this station after we're done with Fort Recovery. Notre Dame, of course, playing Penn State tonight for the Orange Bowl. Shots fired up. No good by Hallie Kinning. Somebody blocked it. And Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Here comes Carly Niekamp. Lost the ball. Turnover, Lady Indians. This quarter is a very bad quarter so far for Fort Recovery. Outside to Kinning. She'll feed it over to Stella Patch. Patch goes into Kinning. Kinning in the lane. Over on the right side it goes. With the ball there was Charlotte Nelson. She goes inside to Patch. Puts it up, no good. And Stella is fouled in the act of shooting. She will be at the free throw line for two shots. And all of a sudden, a 15-point lead could be down to seven if Stella Patch hits these two free throws. Dribbles the basketball. Puts it up there, and it is good. Rattles it home.
Number three, Maya Hirschfeld, checking back in for the Cardinals.
Maya Hirschfeld comes back in for New Bremen. Leaving the game is Tangeman. Up and no good off the back of the rim this time. Rebound comes to Bridget Homan. Homan goes over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp across the timeline. Goes to the middle. Feeds to Cameron Mullenkamp. Now to Bridget Homan. And Homan tries to throw over to McKenna Hillskamp and threw it away. Another Fort Recovery turnover. What a disastrous quarter this has been for Fort Recovery. New Bremen with the ball over on the left side to Marina Nelson. into the corner to Stella Patch. Back on the outside. And the ball is thrown away by Hallie Kinning. And the official is going to rule that it was that Fort Recovery touched it last. So New Bremen gets the basketball. Marina Nelson with the ball. This second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Inside to Kinning, up and no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Down to McKenna Hillscamp. And she lost the ball out of bounds and is tipped out by New Bremen. For the finest in farm machinery for your farm equipment, you can depend on the outstanding technicians at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Again, on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Into Carly Niekamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Mollenkamp is fouled by New Bremen. And Kennedy will be at the free throw line. No, it's going to be out of bounds. Out of bounds to the Indians. Inbounds pass comes from Cameron Mollenkamp. Tried to lob it in, and it's knocked out of bounds by Kinning. So another inbounds pass from Cameron Mollenkamp. She gets it into McKenna Hillscamp over on the right wing, and it's knocked out of bounds again by Stella Patch. Again, Stella, the daughter of Brian Patch, Fort Recovery teacher. And Brian is on the staff of the New Bremen Cardinals as an assistant coach. McKenna Hillscamp with the ball as it's stolen away. And now a foul on Fort Recovery on McKenna Hillscamp trying to get the ball back. Well, we played half this quarter, and Fort Recovery hasn't scored a single point, and they have about 10 turnovers in the quarter. I don't know if it's been 10, but a lot. New Bremen with the basketball. New Bremen has cut a 15-point lead down to 8. With the ball out here is Charlotte Nelson. Out top it goes to Marina Nelson. Over on the left to Stella Patch in the corner. Three-point shot's good. Marina Nelson gets three threes here in the quarter to make it 18-13. Fort Recovery with the ball, only leading by 5. Back outside it goes. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp with it out at the center circle. Right side to Cameron Mollenkamp, to Kennedy Mollenkamp, to Bridget Holman. Holman dribbling the ball outside to Cameron Mollenkamp, to Kennedy. Goes into Carly Niekamp, turns, looks for a shot, decides to dribble, puts it up, and ball is out of bounds, given to Fort Recovery. Say it was stuffed by Hallie Kinning. Cameron Mollenkamp will put it in play. And it goes to Fort Recovery's Paisley Hart, who's in the game now. Back outside, Bridget Holman to Cameron Mollenkamp to Holman. Kennedy Mollenkamp in the lane to Carly Niekamp. Three-point shot by Holman is no good. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Marina Nelson got it. Over to Stella Patch. Comes down, fires, and misses. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Dodged a bullet there. Carly Niekamp brings it down. Indians still looking for their first point of the second quarter. Had one of their best quarters ever in the first quarter. One of their worst quarters here in the second quarter. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball over to Cameron. Cameron dribbling back outside to Kennedy. There's a foul called on New Bremen on Charlotte Nelson. Again, our second quarter sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Not a shooting foul, so the Indians put it in play. Comes in to Bridget Holman. She lost it. Another mad scramble, a jump ball, and who's going to get it? Turnover on the Indians. New Bremen gets it. Another turnover on Fort Recovery. 2:12 remaining here in the second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Indians still lead, but the lead has shriveled down to 5 points, 18 to 13. It was 15 to start the quarter. Stella Patch drives to the hole and scores. That's her first basket of the evening and her third point. And it's 18 to 15 now. Fort Recovery with the ball. Over to Carly Niekamp. Back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Cameron Mollenkamp on the left. Over to Kennedy. Kennedy dribbles down, feeds over to Bridget Holman. Holman dribbling the ball. Back over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron on the left to Paisley Hart. Puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down, and it's going to be Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp dribbling the basketball out of bounds. Another Indian turnover. 1:20 to go in the quarter. We have not scored a single point in this second quarter. New Bremen comes down, and there's a collision and a foul's called on Paisley Hart as she bumped with Marina Nelson. Not a shooting foul. It'll be out of bounds. Stella Patch will put it in play. Comes into Kenning. Back to Patch. On the outside it goes. There's Marina Nelson with it, dribbling. Right side to Charlotte Nelson. And they tried to pass inside, but Fort Recovery intercepts the pass. Good defense there by the Lady Indians. Down to 50 seconds to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball. Out to Paisley Hart. Now it goes to Cameron Mollenkamp. There's Bridget Holman with it. Holman out front. Dribbling the ball. Passing back to Cameron Mollenkamp. Left side. Kennedy Mollenkamp goes baseline, puts it up. It's way off the mark. Shot was out of control, and New Bremen with the rebound. Down on the left side, underneath, and stolen by Carly Niekamp. Down come the Indians with 9 seconds left, and it's knocked out of bounds by New Bremen. Getting her mitts on the ball there was Stella Patch.
Number three, Maya Hirschfeld checking in for New Bremen.
Maya Hirschfeld comes in for the New Bremen Cardinals. Leaving Sophia Tangeman. Pass comes in to Paisley Hart. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Puts the shot up. Got it. Kennedy Mollenkamp scoring with time expiring in the quarter. And that was the very first basket of the quarter for the Lady Indians. Very first point in the quarter for the Lady Indians. They score 2 points in the quarter. They still lead at halftime 20 to 15 after having a great first quarter leading 18 to 3. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget you'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Again, they are your very fine New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Mr. Evers wanted me to announce this, so I will. The traveling tribe of Fort Recovery will be hosting their annual German supper on January 17th. During the boys' basketball game with Minster that night, proceeds will go to the Shane Long Memorial Scholarship and to the Traveling Tribe. This German supper makes it an easy Friday night for you and your family. The supper includes delicious sausage, mashed potatoes, applesauce, sauerkraut, and a dinner roll. See Mr. Evers for your tickets or stop by the Fort Recovery High School office. Cost is $10 and pre-sale is highly encouraged. Again, all proceeds go to the Shane Long Memorial Scholarship and to the Traveling Tribe. Once again, the German supper. It's going to be on January 17th during the boys' basketball game with Minster that night. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming up for you in just a moment, right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly, or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Back here at Sportside Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver on WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. Some of you are listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, and some are listening and watching on the National Federation High School TV Network. Glad to have you tuned in this evening, wherever you're listening or watching from. Well, Fort Recovery had one of their greatest quarters of the year, leading 18-3 at the end of the first quarter. But then the Lady Indians got outscored in the second quarter, 12-2. And New Bremen cuts the lead down to 5 points at 20-15. Fort Recovery was lucky. They got that 2 points, came right at the last second of the second quarter when Kennedy Mollenkamp hit a basket to make it 20-15. Lady Indians are led by Carly Niekamp with nine. She got them all in the first quarter on 4 2-point baskets and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for her 9 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp has 6 points, 2 out of 2 at the line, and 2 2-point baskets for her 6. 3 points for Cameron Mollenkamp on an old-fashioned 3-point play, a 2-point basket, and a free throw. And 2 points for Bridget Holman on a 2-point basket. Again, 9 for Carly Niekamp, 6 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 3 for Cameron Mollenkamp, and 2 for Bridget Holman. For the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, Marina Nelson has 9 points on 3 threes in the first half. Without those 9, they'd really be in deep trouble, but again, those 9 points really helped their scorecard. Sophia Tangeman has 3 points on a 3-point basket. Stella Patch has 3 points on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line and a 2-point basket. And that's all the scoring there is here in the first half. 20 points for Fort Recovery and 15 for New Bremen. We'll be back with more coming up in a moment right after this.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Again, for those of you listening on WPGW-FM, we'll be joining the Notre Dame and Penn State football game following our girls' broadcast. In the meantime, that game is being aired right now on WPGW-AM at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. In the junior varsity game, New Bremen crunched Fort Recovery 47-18. Leading 10-6 at the first quarter, leading 29-7 at halftime, outscoring Fort Recovery 19-1 in the second quarter. After three, it was 41-18 New Bremen in the lead, and the final score 47-18. Fort Recovery didn't score a single point in the fourth quarter as they lose by 19 points, 47-18. Actually, by 29 points, I should say. Fort Recovery was led by Paisley Hart with 8. 4 points for Maddie Shainline. 2 points apiece for Brooke Benn, Kendall Ranley, and Ivy Toby. New Bremen's junior varsity had a whole bunch of scores. They were led by Whitlatch, Libby Whitlatch, who had 8 points. 8 points for Sienna Zeller. Sienna Zeller had 8 points. Also 7 for Elena Pape. 6 points for Annie Layfeld. 5 points for Megan Utz. And it was 4 points for Josie Bornhorst. 3 points for Jane Rendler. 2 points apiece for Lexi Wilker, June Wilson, and Josie Albers. So a whole bunch of girls scoring there for Fort Recovery, for New Bremen's junior varsity team. New Bremen beats Fort Recovery 47-18 in JV play tonight. We're underway here in the second half. Fort Recovery had the ball, and they failed to score to first possession. New Bremen now with the basketball. Marina Nelson back on the outside to Kenning. She will pass it off to Patch. Now on the left, it goes to Charlotte Nelson. Charlotte goes to Stella Patch. Stella dribbling the basketball in the lane, puts a shot up, and good. Nice move by Stella Patch, and that cuts a lead down to 3 points at 20-17. Fort Recovery with the ball. Carly Niekamp to Bridget Holman, up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Bridget will be at the free throw line with two shots. Just for your information, On our broadcast schedule, we were going to broadcast the St. Henry game next Tuesday on the radio, Fort Recovery and St. Henry, but we can no longer do that, so you'll need to listen in to FortRecoveryRadio.com for that broadcast. Again, that's the St. Henry Fort Recovery boys game. St. Henry Fort Recovery boys game. I believe it's a boys game next Tuesday. Boys or girls, I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure which one it is, but we won't be able to do that one. You'll have to listen on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's a shot up and no good by Kenning for New Bremen after Fort Recovery ended up getting some free throws there a moment ago. Ball is knocked out of bounds. After Fort Recovery misses a shot, it goes to Fort Recovery. Let's see, who had that? Bridget Homan hit a free throw a moment ago to make it 21-17. Indians on top by four. Here's Homan with the ball. Feeds over on the left to Cameron Mollenkamp. Back outside to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna dribbling. Brooks to the right. Feeds off to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who throws it away. Tried to catch her sister Cameron, but pass was way too high. Another Indian turnover. 21-17, Indians down, are up by four. They've never trailed in this game, but boy, it's been rough. In the second quarter, they got 2 points. And not playing real great here in the third quarter either. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rosberg, and Coldwater. And there's a shot up and in. Sophia Tangeman scores a basket. Make it 21-19, a two-point lead. Here's Bridget Homan going inside. And finally scores again. She has all three of the Indian points here in the third quarter. And it's 23-19. Indians up by four. New Bremen with the ball. Outside, Stella Patch. Dribbling, stopping, lost the ball. And it goes to, it's going to be given to
New Bremen.
In 23-19 is the score. Here comes the inbounds pass over on the right to Marina Nelson, who scores on a three. That's four threes for her tonight. Makes the score 23-22. Indians by 1 point. And New Bremen knocks the ball out of bounds. Fort Recovery's working real hard to try to throw this game away. They had a huge lead of 18-3 at the end of one, but it's been all New Bremen ever since then. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Over to Cameron Mollenkamp, to Homan. On the left, McKenna Hillscamp, no good. Missed the shot, didn't even hit any of the rim. Rebound on the deck, fought for, jump ball's called, and it goes to New Bremen. New Bremen could actually take the lead here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rosberg, and Coldwater in this area. Stella Patch gives it out to Kenning. Over on the right side it goes to Marina Nelson. Nelson passing over on the right to Stella Patch. Patch dribbling the ball, looking for a teammate. Goes over here on the left to Allie Bornhorst, who's in the game. Stella Patch with it. Patch dribbling. Cross-court Patch goes over on the right wing to Maya Hirschfeld. Inside the Patch, and she scores. And the Lady Cardinals have taken the lead at 24-23. New Bremen in the lead. Unbelievable. Hats off to New Bremen for fighting back to get back in this game. Shots fired up and no good by Holman. Rebound, Carly Niekamp up and no good. Rebound comes to New Bremen. Down come the Lady Cardinals. Outside to Kenning. Over on the left to Bornhorst. Back on the right side, there's Marina Nelson. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Carly will clear the board and bring it up. Passing now to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the right wing. Out front. And a timeout is called by Coach Deitch of Fort Recovery. New Bremen leads 24-23 with 2:50 to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just a 30-second timeout. New Bremen Lady Cardinals leading by one, 24-23 after they were behind by 15 after the first quarter, trailing 18-3 at the end of the first quarter. But it's been all New Bremen ever since. There's Cameron Mollenkamp firing a three-pointer, no good. Rebound chased down. Going to be a jump ball, I think. Nope. Say it's New. Oh, New Bremen called. New Bremen got the ball and called timeout to save possession. So timeout on the court. We'll be back.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying; it's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, I'm Rob Weaver. And the score, with 2:39 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter, 24-23. Lady Indians down by 1 point, believe it or not. Don't forget, check out the many job opportunities available at Cooper Farms, a great place to work. Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team, cooperfarms.com/join our team. And there's the inbounds play, and Carly Niekamp ties up Marina Nelson, and Fort Recovery gets the ball back on the alternating possession. Lady Indians bringing it up. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Over here on the right, goes her way to the middle, down the lane, stops, has the ball knocked loose, picks it up and fires it up, no good. Rebound Holman, up no good. Rebound Holman again, looking for some help, goes up with a shot and fouled by Kenning. So Hallie Kenning gets called for the foul. At the line is Bridget Holman. It's up and no good. She is only, I think, one out of four so far tonight. She will have one more, and this one's good. It makes a score tied up 24 all. New Bremen with the basketball. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. And New Bremen almost threw it away, but they saved it. And back outside it goes to Kenning. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. On the left, there is Charlotte Nelson with the ball, top of the key. Over to Marina Nelson. Marina dribbles the ball to the right side to Maya Hirschfeld. Back on the left, it goes to Kenning. Kenning dribbling the basketball, top of the key. Now around to the corner, and they try to feed it inside. Pass is intercepted by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes up with it. Over to Cameron Mollenkamp, comes down. Puts the shot up, no good, and the foul's going to be called on New Bremen. New Bremen wanted a travel call there, but the official didn't give it to him. Via Hirschfeld is called for the foul. Cameron Mollenkamp at the line, and she puts it up and in. And the Indians have the lead back at 25-24. 1:23 left to go in the third quarter. This is up, and it's good again. 26-24, Indians lead by two. Again, they led by 15 at the end of the first quarter, but could not hang on to that lead. New Bremen with the basketball. Up they come, Stella Patch. Fires it up, missed it. Rebound comes down. Cameron Mollenkamp goes down the line. Into Bridget Homan, lost the ball, picked up by New Bremen. Stolen away by Charlotte Nelson. Here's Stella Patch in the lane. Up and good. Stella Patch now has 9 points in the game. And the game is tied at 26-26. Fort Recovery with the ball with 43 seconds left. Cameron Mollenkamp with it. Works her way to the right. Beats over to Bridget Homan. Homan now back outside. Cameron Mollenkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy goes left. Fires it up. Missed the shot off the glass. Got her own rebounds. Back up. No good again. And there's a foul called on New Bremen. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will go to the line with two shots. Charlotte Nelson gets called for the foul. Kennedy Mollenkamp puts it up and got it. One more for Kennedy. She has a total of 7 points on the evening.
Number 14,
that's her first basket here, her first point here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, located in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater in this area. That free throw is no good. Rebound, Stella Patch. Stella comes down across the timeline. Still dribbling, now dumps it off on the left wing. Charlotte Nelson with it. Charlotte dribbles, goes inside. Up, no good. Blocked by Bridget Homan. Cameron Mollenkamp came up with the ball, and it's knocked out of bounds by Marina Nelson. Cameron Mollenkamp will put it in play to Kennedy Mollenkamp. 3-point shot, no good, at the horn, and that's the end of the quarter. Fort Recovery leading by one, 27-26. New Bremen actually had the lead at 1 point, 24-23, but the Lady Indians recaptured the lead here at the end of three, leading 27-26. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to check out their many outstanding job opportunities by going to their website, cooperfarms.com, and then /join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cloth harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cloth parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
New Bremen with the basketball to start out the fourth quarter of play. Brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Here's Stella Patch firing it up there, no good. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will bring it up across the timeline. Still dribbling the ball, goes down the lane, all the way to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound taken down by New Bremen, and there is a foul called on, I think, Kennedy Mollenkamp, or is it McKenna? Yes, foul's called on Kennedy Mollenkamp. That's only her first foul, so she's in no problem. Kenning will toss it in here for New Bremen. Comes down to Marina Nelson, goes all the way. It's tipped out of bounds nicely by McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna might have saved a basket there for Fort Recovery. Fourth quarter is where we're at. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, and the score is 27-26. New Bremen trailing by a point. Shots up by Marina Nelson. No good. That was certainly a makeable shot for Marina, but she just couldn't get it to go down. And Fort Recovery with the ball. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's way off. Rebound, Cameron Mollenkamp, stripped out of her hands. Rebound comes to Charlotte Nelson. Over now to Marina Nelson. And it goes to Kenning, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Going to call that on Carly Niekamp.
Foul's on number three, Carly Niekamp.
That's only her second.
That is her second foul.
Here comes the inbounds pass. Comes to Kenning. It's knocked out of bounds. A reminder that we were scheduled to broadcast the St. Henry game next Tuesday, but we can no longer do that due to other commitments, so you'll need to listen to FortRecoveryRadio.com to hear the St. Henry game next Tuesday instead of here on the radio station. With the basketball, and there's a jump ball called as Stella Patch is tied up. Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline to Cameron Mollenkamp. McKenna Hillskamp with the basketball out front, passing on the right to Bridget Homan. Drives baseline, up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And a free throw's up and good by Bridget Homan. She will have one more. It's up and good again. Again, the St. Henry boys game, which we were scheduled to broadcast next Tuesday on the radio. We no longer can do that, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Stella Patch. Has it knocked away? Nice job by Cameron Mollenkamp. Bridget Homan picked it up. Indians with the ball, leading by three. 29-26. Kennedy Mollenkamp tried to drive in the lane, and a jump ball is called. She's tied up there.
Number three, Mia Hirschfeld, checking back in for the
Cards. And it's going to go to the Lady Cardinals. Charlotte Nelson will toss it in. Nope. They're going to let Mia Hirschfeld toss it in, who just came in the game. She goes to Charlotte Nelson. Charlotte dribbles up across the timeline. No problem there. Goes all the way down, and ball is stolen by Bridget Homan. Cameron Mollenkamp with the ball. Feeds over to McKenna Hillskamp. Into Carly Niekamp. Over in the corner, Kennedy Mollenkamp. No good. Rebound picked up and good by McKenna Hillskamp. Big offensive rebound for McKenna, and her first basket of the game. And the Indians now lead by five, getting a little bit of breathing room here, 31-26. Fort Recovery on top here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. And there is going to be a foul called on the Indians. It'll be two shots for Marina Nelson. Cameron Mullenkamp picks up the foul. Timeout's going to be called by Fort Recovery. 31-26. Lady Indians up by five with 5:28 to go in the game. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time for year-end savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited time offer. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Again, for those of you listening on the radio, we are going to be going to the Notre Dame game immediately following the end of this Fort Recovery game, so stay tuned for that. Notre Dame and Penn State tonight. Free throws up and good by Marina Nelson. That's her first free throw of the evening. Puts it up and no good this time. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp tries to drive in. Shots fired up. No good by Kennedy. Rebound Cameron Mullenkamp. No good. Rebound chased down. We have a jump ball called. Goes to Fort Recovery.
Jump ball stays in the
When you need outstanding service for your farm or lawn and garden equipment, think of Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. There's a wide open shot by McKenna Hillskamp. No good. Rebound comes down to New Bremen. Here's a drive by Marina Nelson. Puts it up and lost it out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. McKenna Hillskamp just cannot seem to find the range this year from three-point land. She's hit a few, but not many. She was wide open on that shot a moment ago and hardly, just barely hit the rim. And Fort Recovery calls timeout again. 4:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery leading 31-27 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kaup Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's the situation. 4:49 left to go in the game. Indians on top with the ball. 31-27. Put the ball into play in the backcourt. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp taking it across the timeline. Dribbling to the left. Goes down and feeds over to McKenna Hillskamp on the left wing. And she is fouled by Mia Hirschfeld.
Fouls on number three, Mia Hirschfeld.
Hirschfeld commits the foul. That's number three on her. Nobody's really in any serious foul trouble here. Carly Niekamp has three for the Indians. We only have 4:30 to go in the game. Kennedy Mullenkamp with it. Tries to feed off there to Carly Niekamp, and it's intercepted by New Bremen. They knocked it down. Carly didn't even get a chance to grab that basketball. Here's Hirschfeld. Back outside it goes. With the ball there is Allie Bornhorst. Now with the ball is Hirschfeld again. to Stella Patch. Patch free throw line. Will pass on the left to Bornhorst. Back on the right. Outside it goes to Marina Nelson. Misses the three. Rebound, Stella Patch. Up and in. Stella Patch having a great ball game. Here's McKenna Hillscamp down to Carly Niekamp. Patch now with 11 points in the game. I think she leads all scorers with those. Take that back. Marina Nelson has 13 to lead all scorers. Carly Niekamp has 9, but she got all those in the first quarter. Hasn't scored since. 31-29, Indians only lead by 2. There's a foul called on Bornhorst. Bornhorst commits the foul. Out of bounds to the Indians.
For second foul in the game. Checking in is number 24, Charlotte Nelson for the Cardinals.
Carly Niekamp will toss it in. Goes into Bridget Holman, up and good. Bridget Holman scoring inside. Nice basket by Bridget. She has 10 now to lead the Lady Indians. 10 points for Bridget Holman. Bridget just kind of steadily goes along. Sometimes she'll look like she has just a few, and then she'll come up with 10. There's Charlotte Nelson scooping it up and in for New Bremen. Keeping the Cardinals right there, 33-31. And here's Bridget Holman at the other end scoring. Bridget Holman scores again right inside. That makes it now 35-31. Lady Indians by 4. We're down to 2:30 to go in the game. Hall Brothers Incorporated, fourth quarter. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer up inside to Kenning. She's wide open and scores. Hallie Kenning hitting a two-point basket, and her first basket of the game. And that cuts the lead back to 2 again. 35-33. McKenna Hillscamp over to Cameron Mollenkamp. Down low to Bridget Holman. Back outside, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Down to Carly Niekamp. Out to McKenna. No good by McKenna Hillscamp. It's tipped out of bounds. I think it went off of Carly Niekamp out of bounds. New Bremen kind of knocked that ball away, but it went off of Carly as it went out of bounds. So New Bremen with the ball, chance to tie the game. They trail by 2, 35-33. Court recovery pressing. Marina Nelson will bring it up across the timeline. Over to Charlotte Nelson. Charlotte between the circles. Has the ball knocked away by Bridget Holman. And we have a jump ball. And it goes to... New Bremen. New Bremen will keep the ball. Stella Patch will toss it in. Pass comes in to Marina Nelson. Back to Patch. Patch only a freshman. She drives down the left of the lane, stops, scoops it up, and scores. Nice move by Stella Patch. It's 35-35. We are all tied up again. Again, the Indians led by 15 points at one time in the game, 18-3 at the end of the first quarter. But New Bremen has come back with a vengeance. Court recovery with the ball on the left to Bridget Holman. Back out top to Cameron Mollenkamp. Zone defense here for New Bremen. Into Carly. Back outside to Kennedy. Now Cameron Mollenkamp. Back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Down to 48 seconds. What will the Indians elect to do? Are they going to go for the last shot here? There's Carly Niekamp with the ball. Triple teamed. Triple teamed, and there's a foul call. No timeout call by Coach Tyler Deitch. Tyler thought Carly was in serious trouble there, and she was. And so timeout was called to save possession. It'll be Indian basketball when we come back with the score tied 35-35. 36 seconds to go in the game.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
Back here with 36 seconds to go in the game. Fort Recovery will have the basketball, putting it in play. Cameron Mollenkamp looking for a teammate, goes inside to Bridget Holman, and a foul is called on New Bremen. Foul's called on New Bremen. Now the officials are talking. Ball goes out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass to Bridget Holman. Holman fires it up, missed it. Rebound comes down, out of bounds, and it's off of Carly Niekamp. And New Bremen gets the ball with a tie game at 29 seconds to go in the contest. What a thriller we're having here. Down comes New Bremen, up by Stella Patch. She missed it. Rebound New Bremen, spinning, and she is fouled, and she will be shooting free throws, I think. Foul's called on Kennedy Mollenkamp. So Kenning will be shooting free throws to put the Lady Cardinals ahead. There's still 18 seconds left, so Fort Recovery has plenty of time to score. And the first free throw is good, and that puts the New Bremen Cardinals ahead 36-35. One more for Hallie Kenning. Puts it up, and it's good again. It's a two-point game. Fort Recovery needs a basket. 17 seconds to go. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down. Right side to Bridget Holman. Back out goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Down to 8 seconds. Here's Bridget Holman firing the shot. In and out, no good. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's good. With no time left on the clock. Kennedy Mollenkamp sends the game into overtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, after four, all tied up. It's 37.
All tied up. 37 all. After the regulation play, again, the Lady Indians led 18-3 at the first quarter. That's right. They led by 15 after one. Led at halftime 20-15. Fort Recovery led 27-26 after three, and the score at the end of four, Indians having to score at the gun to tie it up, 37-37. We'll be back with the overtime period coming up in just a moment. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, your Case IH and Kubota dealer.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, interesting finish here. New Bremen's fought and fought and fought, and they're into the overtime period. Kending got those two key free throws for New Bremen a moment ago, which gave him a two-point lead. And Fort Recovery came down and was able to score at the buzzer on a basket by Kennedy Mullenkamp right in front of the hoop. Here we go with the tap to start the overtime, and Fort Recovery gets it. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the basketball. Works away to the right side. Back outside to Carly Niekamp. On the left to Cameron Mullenkamp. Cameron dribbles. Puts it up and scores.
2 point basket, Cameron Mullenkamp.
Cameron Mullenkamp gets her seventh point of the game. And it's now 39-37. Lady Indians with a two-point lead. And here's a steal by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will come down across the timeline. See what the Lady Indians do here. Works away to the right, goes inside, and they're going to call traveling on Kennedy Mullenkamp. New Bremen with the basketball, and I think she did. Down come the Lady Cardinals. Marina Nelson, outstanding player she is. She's a senior for this New Bremen team. Pass over to Charlotte Nelson on the right. Charlotte dribbles in, passing over here on the left to Hirschfeld. Outside shot by Marina. Marina Nelson misses it. Rebound, got a jump ball call. And it goes to New Bremen.
Jump ball stays with the Cardinals.
Hope you're enjoying the game here, folks. It's anybody's ball game. Two-point lead for the Lady Indians, but New Bremen has the ball. Here comes the inbounds pass out deep. Goes to Stella Patch. Stella top of the key. Gives it over here to Hallie Kenning. Charlotte Nelson with it. Now it goes to Mia Hirschfeld. And now inside to Marina Nelson, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Well, not in the act of shooting, but she is fouled, and she'll be shooting at the line, as that is five fouls on the Lady Indians in this fourth quarter and overtime. Up and good by Marina. She is now 2 out of 3 at the line. We'll have one more. This one is good again. 15 points now for Marina Nelson, and it's tied up at 39-all. Fort Recovery brings the ball up, down to Kennedy Mullenkamp, over to Bridget Holman, drives in and misses, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Had the open shot there for a half a second, but couldn't get it off in time, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. Bridget Holman at the free throw line again. Free throw is no good off the back of the rim. She has 12 points to lead the Indians at this point. One more for Bridget. Up, and it is no good again. Rebound comes to Carly Niekamp. Back outside to Cameron Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp throws it up, no good. Carly got the rebound. Oh, it rolls off the rim. And a foul is going to be called on New Bremen on the rebound. On Hallie Kenning gets called for the foul. And Carly Niekamp goes to the line. She hasn't scored since the first quarter. She had 9 points in the first quarter and has not been able to score ever since. New Bremen's defense has kept her from getting the ball. At the line, it's up, it is good. Carly's usually a pretty good free thrower. She'll have one more. That's 10 points now for her tonight. This will be 11 and give the Indians a two-point lead. And it's no good, in and out. 40-39, Fort Recovery still leads, but by only one. New Bremen with the ball. Stella Patch on the left side it goes. Back out to Patch. Over to Allie Bornhorst. Now back out front to Marina Nelson. Drives in, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for two shots.
Foul number 23, Bridget Holman.
Bridget Holman gets called for the foul.
Number two, Marina Nelson at the line, shooting two for Green.
Marina could put the Lady Cardinals back on top. A minute 45 to go in the overtime. And the first one's good. Here comes one more for Marina. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it's good again. Got them both. And now it's a one-point New Bremen lead, 41-40. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball for Fort Recovery. Works her way to the right. Feeds to Bridget Holman and threw it away. Too high, and Bridget could not come down with the ball. New Bremen with the basketball with a minute 34 to go. Charlotte Nelson will toss it in. Comes in to Marina Nelson. Charlotte Nelson's only a freshman. Marina's a senior. On the left it goes. That might have been walking there. No call. Stella Patch has the ball and timeout's called by New Bremen. Timeout, New Bremen. 41-40, the Lady Cardinals leading here in the ball game with only a minute 21 to go in the contest. Stick around. We'll have more for you coming up in just a moment on J Country 101 Radio.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Marina Nelson of New Bremen leads all scorers tonight with 17 points in the game so far. Stella Patch, a freshman, has 13 points. For Fort Recovery, Bridget Holman has 12, and Carly Niekamp has 10. But amazingly, Carly had 9 of her points in the first quarter to get the Indians off to a flying start, but has only scored 1 point since. New Bremen with the ball. Stella Patch will toss it in. Pass goes in to Marina Nelson in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the line. Down to a minute 15 to go in the game. Charlotte Nelson with it. Over to Stella Patch. Patch out front. Works her way to the right. Feeds out here to Marina Nelson. Nelson gives over to Charlotte Nelson. Stella Patch with the ball outside between the circles. Works her way to the right. In trouble. And a jump ball is called, as McKenna Hillskamp able to tie up Stella Patch. Nice job by McKenna. Now the Indians have the ball with 50 seconds to go in the game and trailing by one, 41-40. Fort Recovery needs to score here. Bridget Holman out to Carly Niekamp. Inside, puts it up and can't get it to go down. Rebound chased down by McKenna Hillskamp. Looking for help, and timeout is called by Coach Tyler Deitch to save possession there. McKenna was kind of in a bind across the way. 30 seconds to go. Lady Indians down by one, 41-40.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for year-end savings at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited-time offer. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
Indians down by one, but they have the ball. 30 seconds to go in the game. Cameron Mollenkamp tosses into Kennedy Mollenkamp in the backcourt. Kennedy walks it across the timeline. Works her way to the right. Feeds to McKenna Hillskamp. Now to Carly Niekamp. Lost the ball. Picked up by New Bremen, and there's timeout called by New Bremen. Or is there a foul? Nope, there's a foul. No timeout. Foul's called on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Number three on Kennedy. It'll be two shots coming here for Charlotte Nelson of New Bremen. Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and missed it. She will have one more. Dribbles the basketball. Puts it up, and it is no good again. Rebound comes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Comes racing down. Cameron stopping, passing back out to Kennedy. Kennedy on the left to McKenna Hillskamp, firing, hitting! McKenna Hillskamp puts the Lady Indians back on top with only her fourth point of the game. 42-41 with 8 seconds to go. New Bremen has the ball for the last chance to either win the game or go home. We'll be back in a moment. It's 42-41. Lady Indians on top with 8 seconds to go. New Bremen has the ball.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Well, we'll see what happens here on this last play of the game, maybe. New Bremen with the basketball, down by one, 8 seconds to go, 42-41 is the score. Charlotte Nelson will toss in to Marina Nelson. Marina will bring it down, and timeout is called by New Bremen as the ball comes across the timeline. 4 seconds to go in the game. New Bremen will talk about their final play strategy right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cloth harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cloth parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery and New Bremen in their huddles discussing last-minute strategy here. Fort Recovery leading by one. New Bremen with the ball on their end of the court. They'll have it in on the sideline. It's got to be Marina Nelson getting the ball, you would think. Stella Patch will toss it in. Stella tossing it in, looking for Marina, can't find her. And it's thrown away. as Fort Recovery steals the ball on the inbounds pass, and that's it. Fort Recovery stole the ball on the inbounds pass, and Fort Recovery wins the game 42-41 over the New Bremen Lady Cardinals. They were trying to get the ball to Marina Nelson. They couldn't get it to her. Stella Paxton tried to pass across the court, and Fort Recovery was able to intercept the pass and win the game by 1 point. Fort Recovery 42, New Bremen 41. Here's the scoring at the quarters. Fort Recovery led 18-3. At the end of the first quarter, leading by 15 points. But after that, it was New Bremen hanging right in there. They trailed by only 5 points at halftime. Fort Recovery 20, New Bremen 15. After three, it was Fort Recovery by one, 27-26. At the end of regulation, 37 all, as Kennedy Mollenkamp hit a basket right at the end of the fourth quarter to tie up the game. And then the overtime went to Fort Recovery, outscoring New Bremen 5-4 in overtime to win the game 42-41. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Bridget Homan with 12, 10 for Carly Niekamp, 9 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp, including that tying shot at the end of the fourth quarter, 7 points for Cameron Mollenkamp, and 4 points for McKenna Hillskamp, including, let's see, I think she actually had 6 points. I think McKenna had six, including the go-ahead shot there at the end. For the New Bremen Lady Cardinals, it was 17 for Marina Nelson, 13 for Stella Patch, 5 points for Sophia Tangeman, 4 points for Hallie Kinning, and 2 points for Charlotte Nelson. Again, Marina Nelson led New Bremen with 17, Stella Patch with 13. And for Fort Recovery, once again, it was leading the way. Bridget Homan with 12. Carly Niekamp had 10 points. B game was won by New Bremen, 47-18. Fort Recovery was led by Paisley Hart with 8 points. New Bremen was led in the B team game by Livy Whitlatch with 8. And our Whitlatch, I believe it is, with 8, and 8 points for Sienna Zeller. That's your basketball game for this evening. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned on the radio. We'll be joining the Notre Dame-Penn State game coming up, which is a dandy game going on right now. And again, I remind you, we were scheduled to broadcast the St. Henry boys game next Tuesday on the radio. We can no longer do that due to other commitments. And instead, you'll be able to hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com next Tuesday, the St. Henry and Fort Recovery boys game. For our fine sponsors and for our studio producers, again, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Brody Hart here at FortRecoveryRadio.com along with Neil Spencer, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.